Hey everybody, welcome to the Fate Word Academy. I am your GM, Steven, and with me this week we have Chris.
Guess who's back?
Lonzo's back. Lonzo.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Very honestly, little.
I was just about to say, not that much.
Very little.
And Michael.
I kill a man.
Oh my god.
still very tired, don't have a degree.
That's the new America.
Mm-hmm.
We're glad you're here to listen to us and hang out with us as we go on a little magic adventure. Before we do, why don't you just take that little phone of yours and type in foundfamiliar.com and purchase yourself a little bag of coffee. And then where it says promo code, put in Fayforge. You'll get 10% off that. I just walked you through it. That's how fast it can be. And then in a few days, you'll have fresh roasted coffee beans at your door. Which, for those of you who have purchased Found Familiar Coffee, open up your mailbox when there is a delivery of Found Familiar Coffee is a gift. It is so good.
There's a nondescript coffee company that's on my drive to work. And when I go on the highway, on the on-ramp, I just smell the beans. And that's a great feeling.
Fresh roasted coffee is just...
so good.
It smells so good. And then now with your cellular device, just open up another tab and type in greenleafgeek.com. And you're going to find all sorts of goodies in there. You can get custom dice. You can get curated sets by like companies like ChessX and stuff. But Leah only gets like the best vibes in dice. There's other little, I forgot what the material is, that the resin, like little resin, trinkets and doodads that are very cute and fun. Yeah, lots of great stuff there. And if you also in the promo code, use the code Fayforge, excluding custom sets of dice, you get 10% off there as well. And you're supporting not only us, but you're actually supporting some really great small businesses in the TTRPG space, with some great people who are trying in their little corners of the world to make the world a little bit better place. So do that. And then you can always go to our Patreon if you want to support us that way. Patreon.com/FayforgeAcademy. Or leave a 5-star rating and review. Or tweet at us, any of us in the cast or guests or whatever, and just say, hey, love your show. Think you're awesome. We'll feel good about that for like in probably a diagnosably concerning length of time.
It extends our lives.
How good that'll make us feel. I hope you have a great day. We're gonna play some D&D.
Yeah.
So, Lehio, Besky, and Rain, you have split off from the rest of the party, who are sound asleep at the Wing and Wood. The proprietor, a very small Arakakra by the name of Kiko, gave you a map to help you hopefully get down to the fog and avoid much of the guard presence that has really taken over the city, as the city of Riverheart is essentially under martial law. Where we left off, Lehio had just used the key given to him to unlock this old like metal grate. As it clicks, the lock clicks open, and you pull that metal grate to open it up. It's almost, it's more like, I guess a better description would be, it's like a circular, almost like door. It's vertical. The creaking of it just alerted some guards. Though they haven't necessarily seen you yet, you heard them shouting that they heard something and to investigate. So I'm going to need the three of you to roll initiative.
Oh.
Oh, we're in trouble.
I was gonna do the mask of many faces, but sure.
Well, I mean, you can still do that. Initiative is, I'm trying to use it more.
Yeah.
For,
you're good.
It's just something happening quick.
Yeah.
So you're good. You can fight. You can talk your way out of it. I'm open.
17.
21.
8.
So as you hear them yell out, and you can hear footsteps started to move down towards the alley that you're in. To paint a little bit better picture, where the grate is in this sort of like back alley. It's the backside of a bunch of different shops, essentially, is what this alley is. It's where trash is put, or old boxes, or anything that is aesthetically unpleasing, but a necessary part of doing business. Along this alley is mostly a wall, but what you have found is this small, like 5 foot grate, essentially, right where Kiko said it would be. The alley that you're in is maybe about 15 feet wide, and there are, from the street, you're directly behind a building. On either side, about, I would say, there's about a 40-foot gap, or the building takes up about 40 feet, and then there are two small alleys leading back to where you are. So you're not sure which side any of the guards would potentially be coming up, and you can't actually see the main street where they have been patrolling. Does that picture make sense?
I believe so. We're kind of just tucked into a hall, right? Like a
essentially, yeah.
Like almost like a T intersection kind of deal.
Yeah, sort of.
Just to clarify, it sounded like we heard two voices.
It just kind of generic multiple guard.
Oh, okay.
And Rain, it's your turn.
Oof. Well, I would like to, as Alejo's opening, because this is the key goes in the grate, right? And we're trying to sneak into this grate. Okay. Mm-hmm. I might take a little bit of how tall is the building that we're directly behind? Is it one story, several stories?
It's multiple stories.
Okay.
Two stories, we'll say.
I want to see if I can use a bit of movement to look around, to see if I can assess how many people might be headed our way imminently.
Okay. So are you doing that by flying up? Towards one of these?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to try to sneak towards one of these alleys, whichever one it sounded like the voice was traveling down, and just take a peek around the corner to see what's coming our way.
Okay, give me a perception check.
Oh, why do I always ask to do stuff I'm bad at?
18.
Oh, 18.
Okay.
Here we go.
As you move towards, we're gonna say this side to the east of you, to that alley, is where it sounded like the guards were coming from. You see a dwarf guard in black iron sorts of robes. Can I also get a stealth check from you as you're peeking your head?
Yeah. Oh, 10.
Okay. Interesting. So it appears that this dwarf that comes around the corner, you've seen enough black iron and deep stone family members at this point to sort of recognize their iconography. And this is clearly a deep stone that is someone of Kaz's family members, at least loosely related, leading these other two just sort of standard Riverheart guards running around this or starting to move down this alleyway.
Okay.
Rolled a 6 on his perception check, so somehow you managed to stay hidden. But that's what you see.
Okay, so I see about 3 bodies coming our way.
Yeah.
Shit. I wanna, I just wanna kill all of them, but I feel like that's gonna scar Alejo further, so I'm gonna just try to buy us some time, so I'm gonna,
You do you. Be true to you.
Oh, don't say that. Let's see. 1.
Rain summons a dragon.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to... The 2 non-dwarf... Are they just human dudes? They look like regular-ass dudes? Cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to twin spell sleep on both of those 2 guys.
Nice.
And see if we can slow them down a bit. I can't remember how to roll. Oh, here's the little dice thing. I need 5d8. So 23 hit points for each of those sleep spells. If they're 23 hit points or less, they both pass out.
They do both pass out.
Great.
Very sleepy.
Sleepy boys.
So can you describe what that looks like?
Yeah, I think I'm going to actually focus on a point just behind this group of people traveling towards us. And as I cast the spell, I think all 3 of them would feel a breeze on the back of their neck, that might cause them to turn around. It's a little too much of a breeze to feel natural. And I think as all 3 of them experience that, the 2 that are in the back, for a moment, feel a brief chill, and then they just collapse in the street.
Okay. As these 2 guards just collapse to sleep, the other one stops. What's going on? Alejo, it is your turn.
The gate isn't open per se. I just put the key in and turned it, correct?
No, it is. What they heard was the joint squeaking as you pull it open.
So is it slightly ajar or fully open?
I would say it's ajar enough that one person could fit through at a time. You'd have to squeeze through. You might pull a Bilbo Baggins and pop a button off or something like that.
Okay. All right.
I'll say for what it's worth, Rain is going to use whatever little movement to start beelining back towards you guys getting towards this grate. So.
And how far away are we from the still conscious dwarf?
So I basically drew this map to scale. So as scaly as it was in my head. So because these are each 40 feet. These buildings, they're smaller buildings. The one that's not asleep is 60 feet. Can't see you.
Yeah, I can't do 60 feet. I'm just going to open the gate a bit more and then I guess hold my action. If they get any closer within my range of 55 feet, I'm going to hold Stunning Strike.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
Not necessarily, because I don't really want to... Not really much else I could do. No, that's it.
Okay, and Besk, it's your turn.
I will mask of many faces.
Okay.
To look like the guards I've been seeing patrolling around.
Okay.
I'm going to go up to where they could see me while looking like a guard. And... I'm going to run to this alleyway here and say, I saw them go that way and point down away from us, essentially. And I'll also say, the gate's not fully open yet, right? Or is it?
It's halfway open. You could fit through, but.
And I will just say, Yeah, I'll point that way. And this is unfortunate. Are two of them asleep? Or two, sorry, there's three? There's three total?
Three of them that you can see, yeah.
And one is still awake.
Yeah, the dwarf is still awake.
Okay. Yeah, I'll say, one of them went this way, the other one went that way, I'll take care of this over here. And so, like, I'm saying, like, I'm going to take care of this back area, essentially. And, like, have him run the other way. And I'm going to, like, approach, what do you call this? I'm going to approach Alejo with, like, cuffs and, like, basically, like, be, like, act like you're fine to be arrested or something. And that's what I'm going to do, is to maybe, like, distract this guard to maybe run the other way.
Okay. Roll me a persuasion check with advantage.
Okay. Okay. First roll's great. Okay, 28 total.
28?
Yeah.
That's pretty successful. Jesus. Good. Hold on to that one. We'll send some backups as soon as we can. And is there anything else on your turn?
No. There's nothing else I can.
Okay, and you see him start running in the direction you pointed away from you. So we'll say this way would be 10, 15. And starts running that way. And the last thing he says, send help for these two. There must be a magic user or something in this group. Be careful.
Yeah, and I will say with haste I will. There's something really weird and NPC-ish.
Okay, so he's going to use his action to dash. And then he's going to make a perception check.
Did he ever clock Alejo, or he couldn't see him through the line of sight?
He couldn't see through the line of sight.
Okay. Good.
Good, let's put on performance.
Okay. And Rain, it is your turn.
Seems like that worked to me. I'm going to go in the grate. Okay. Fuck all this. And I'm going to bail. So I'm going to use my action and my, whatever you call it, movement to dash and get inside of this as far as I can.
Okay. As you step in, you have dark vision, correct?
I do.
I guess, and you have, at a minimum, you have blind sight.
I have blind sight for 10 feet. I don't think I have dark vision.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, I don't think you do. It comes up every time.
Yeah, I don't have it.
So in the small area that you can see, you end up having to sort of step down into this, like, sort of curved canal that drops down about 5 feet. You can tell that at one point water ran through it. And it's very clearly got an incline down, which is where you're trying to go. Give me a perception check with disadvantage.
Okie dokie. Oh, I do have dark vision as a spell. Okay. 13.
Okay. You do see kind of in your small circle of vision. You do notice there are, like, bones of creatures. Ooh. Smaller, like, I don't know, like dog-sized animals.
Ward?
So you notice that as you start running, you kind of...
Okay, I don't go any further. Once I start seeing bones, I'm going to wait for my friends.
Okay. Alejo, it is your turn.
I think Alejo's just going to go in. I'm not going to put on any performance that the other guard supposedly left. I'm just going to walk in, and I do have dark vision. Mm-hmm. So I will, I guess, just stop myself short of bumping into Rain.
Yeah. So you see Rain, and you see kind of similarly, it's not like a graveyard or like something like that where it's piles and piles of bones. But there are a few different animals or former creatures. Kind of scattered throughout, some on there's like a 2 foot little walkway on either side of this canal. You can see some up there, but most of it seems to have, like, fallen into this curved canal that you're standing in.
I look at Rain and say, I don't know what's worse, whatever's in here or those guards, but try and keep an eye out.
I think in response, I'm just going to flutter right behind your shoulder and hang on to the back of your sleeve because I can't fucking see.
Okay. Besky.
I'm going to go into the grate as well. And then can we close it behind us, like with a key or no?
So it locks from the inside. So you need a key from the outside where you were, but you could lock it.
From the inside as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I assume, like, Leo, can I get the key?
Pass it back to Besky.
Okay, I close it, and then I will... I think I have this... Do I still have that spell, or is it... Do I not have the spell? Okay, I have this spell. Okay, so I'm going to cast Light on... I'm going to summon my spear and cast Light on it. So we can see, and then start making our way down.
So as you close it back, it creaks again and kind of slams a little bit against the other metal, especially being in this like the stone canal.
Mm-hmm.
On your end, it feels like it echoes all the way down either direction.
It
feels really loud. But you lock it and we can drop out of initiative. And you have dark vision as well, correct? Oh no, you just cast Light.
Mm-hmm.
So Rain, you would be able to now have a little bit better view of. The canal. The other thing that that really stands out is it just looks abandoned. It looks like it's been years since any water ran down this. You do hear the one awake guard. Looking around, or you don't hear him looking around. You hear, there's nothing here. Oh, I think he fooled me. But that's sort of like an echo as everything else in here is quiet. What do you all do?
Well, we're here. We might as well move forward. So, gonna keep heading down. And try and keep my eyes peeled.
Okay.
Because there's obviously bones and stuff around. So,
okay. Can you all give me one more perception or investigation? Your choice.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
7 perception.
19.
11.
Look at you getting to double digits, Michael.
That's with a +7. I rolled a 4.
Wow.
What did you say you got? It was pretty high.
19. So
19. As you're walking, the incline gets fairly steep, to the point where you even like there's parts where you even like slide a little bit. The light reflects off everything. You see different bones. And Lonzo, you see what appear to be a set of bones wrapped in some sort of webbing as you continue on.
I say we just might want to be a little bit more cautious. It looks like we have a spider friend somewhere in here, perhaps.
I'll nod to Aleo and moving stealthily is like half speed, right?
Yeah.
Do we feel like we have a time crunch here?
I don't think we do. No.
Okay. I would say we try and move stealthily along since we have to probably be careful where we're stepping to. So.
Okay. Why don't you all give me a stealth check then?
Wow, this is when I do it. Okay.
That's more like it. 22.
Natural 20 for 21.
Nice, dirty 20.
Yeah.
And Rain. Oh, you got a 20.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are some good rolls, y'all. Those are some good rolls. Okay. As you continue walking, your footsteps get a little softer. Notice where there's webbing, where there's not. It does seem to get thicker and thicker. About 15 minutes down from this point, this canal that you're in, there's almost like this wall of webbing, particularly that goes along the roof and down to the walls. The canal seems to be relatively clear, but it has thickened to the point where there's really no doubt in your mind that something actively lives in here. How do you proceed?
Carefully. Let's see if I have anything. I don't know if I have anything that's going to be useful. I'm also going to drop the disguise as well. Yeah, I mean, I don't really have anything. Can we not get past this webbing right now?
You can. In the canal you're walking, there's no actual web. It's all above. It's just gotten much thicker.
Okay. Cool, yeah. Then I will just keep on moving forward.
Okay.
So, I think I will just, as we're walking, I think I might... Oh my gosh, my roll 20 is frozen. So I'm just going to try and keep an eye out and try to be as responsive as possible if something kind of comes up. But
and anything that you're doing, Lonzo?
How big are these tunnels? Like, are they like 8 foot tall? Like eight foot
they're round? About from the bottom of the canal that you're in. You're at the lowest point in these tunnels. The roof is about 15 feet above you.
Okay. All right. He's going to just... Because he's fairly tall. I mean, he's just going to crouch a little bit so just in case, like, if it kind of dips. He's not touching the top of it. And just be a bit more cautious. I think... And just continue to be stealthily moving across these tunnels.
So as you all approach, thanks to your incredibly good stealth rolls, a little bit further into where this webbing has gotten much thicker, first you hear a little movement, almost like chittering. And then you see what appears to be like an abdomen it's probably just the abdomen itself is 6 feet long. It's got this like almost like blue smoke sort of pouring off of it, but it seems to be focused on something else. As you approach, its back is faced to you. It is on the roof, but it's definitely in between you and where you need to get going.
Is there any way that I could see what it is focused on?
I will need a second stealth roll.
Ding.
How far is your dark vision? 60 feet?
60 feet, yeah.
And how far does light does 20 bright and 20 dim?
I think so. Let me check. Yeah.
So, Alejo, you would be the first one to actually notice this.
All right. In that case, I will warn the others and say, think I found out what's been leaving all those little tiny skeletons. And if this map's right, we need to be on the other side of that thing. I'm going to try and see if I get a better look at it, because it seems distracted. But it's focused on something else. So if we could kind of sneak past it, and he's going to see what he can do. Yep. That's a natural one. For stealth.
As you start to sneak forward, you're you're very focused on this creature.
Mm-hmm.
And you freeze as you feel your foot step on some sort of hollow bone, be it a skull or something, and just send this crunch that all three of you hear echo through. As it goes, the creature stops, and you see its head kind of drop down below where you can see these eight eyes staring at you, and it hisses, and we're going to need to roll initiative once more. Besky and Rain, you are about 20 feet behind Alejio.
That's a 7.
That's a 7 for me.
Lucky number 7.
16.
There he is.
There it is. Look at you. Yeah. You rolled a 28. You rolled a 16.
Yeah.
So Besky's going to save us. Great. Easy peasy.
Yeah. Yeah, so easy. So peasy.
So peasy.
So Besky, you hear that crunch reach out. You hear this from the spider. Though, from where you are a little bit beyond Alejio, you can't actively see it. It's just sort of beyond the light that your staff emits, or that your staff is currently emitting. But it is your turn.
Can I get advantage on these rolls? Because I got a natural 20 for my stealth check, so maybe they don't know that my Eldritch Blizzies are about to hit them.
I will say yeah, because it only heard one thing, and it saw Alejio, and that nat 20 stealth, yeah.
Sick. Might as well use it before I break it. Okay, so I will do my first roll. So 18.
That'll hit.
Second roll, 17.
That will also hit.
And the last roll, 21.
That will also hit. Look at you.
Yeah, boy. I should have hexed first, but that's fine. Yeah, no, this is better, because then they would know I was up there. So, yeah, this is fine. So, I will do my first roll. 9 force, 11 force, and 12 force.
Dang.
So 32.
Nice.
Big damage.
Big damn. And then I will hex them.
Okay.
So I'll use
my... what are you hexing?
Dexterity.
Dex.
It's just the easiest thing to do.
It sure is. These three Eldritch Blasts swirl around, these starry Eldritch Blasts, and fly out, slamming into this spider that recoils back and then slams itself back down, now seeing two targets, two snacks.
I'm going to back up, and I imagine an Eldritch Blast inside of these cave systems kind of sounds like a railgun. It just sounds really weird.
I love it. I love it. So, let's throw.
Since we know we have a martial class with us, I'm backing up for sure.
So it's going to start moving forward, and as it moves forward towards you, Alejio, it is going to shoot out webbing towards you.
Sure.
Actually, excuse me, I almost did this incorrectly. The first thing that you're going to see is you're going to watch it vanish as it turns invisible.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And then, what is your AC?
18.
Doesn't matter. 10's a natural one's not gonna hit. So you feel this like something cold and moving fast kind of fly by, like your ears and your arms, and you notice right behind you, some of the bones. Just vanish. And that's its turn. And I believe Rain... Or no, Alejio, you have a higher dex, I'm assuming, than Rain as a monk.
What's your dex? My dex is at 20.
Okay. So, Rain, if it's okay with you, yeah. We're going to have Alejo go before you.
Sure.
And do I see the spider? It's still invisible, correct?
It's invisible.
Do I see what it was focused on? It was just munching, crunching, munching on the thing?
What it was focused on earlier?
Yeah.
Do you see something wrapped in webbing?
Okay. I guess what I'm going to do is I'm going to... Seeing as it initially saw me, I think it's probably going to be more pissed at me. So I'm just going to move to the center of the room. And, do I have this? I don't think I do. Seeing if... I don't think I have patient defense. But...
I thought that was something all monks got.
I'm looking under features and traits.
I did.
Yep. So I'm gonna stand. Yeah. I'm gonna spend a key point. No, I don't need to do it. So I'm just gonna. Yeah, I'm just gonna go to the center room and just wait there.
Okay. You gonna hold any actions or anything like that?
If it comes up, I'm gonna hold stunning strike.
Okay. All right, and Rain.
That's a much better option.
It is your turn.
How large is this creature?
Its abdomen, so the back end of it was about 6 or 7 feet. And then it turned invisible.
Okay. I am going to do my best to estimate where I think it may have gone, and I would like to try to cast Fairy Fire on it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay. Fairy Fire is a 20-foot cube?
20-foot cube, yeah.
Okay.
And it's a dex save. I don't know how you want to adjudicate that, but... I'm just aiming for 20 feet, like... I'm assuming Rain has at least a base knowledge of how some of these creatures operate, given their background. So I think I'm just leaning into, like, okay, it probably would have charged forward, given its nature, or it probably would have hung back and waited for us to... So I'm trying to... Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I think... It's in your box.
Okay.
Excuse.
whoa. Consent.
I roll a 3 on the dice.
Okay.
Which I actually pushed the wrong button, so what it says on roll 20 is wrong, but I think that's only an 11.
Oh, that's still not.
Oh, damn.
A 12. Nope. So you see as maybe. So it's still on the ceiling, but it's almost directly above Lonzo. You watch it. Well, why don't you just... I don't think you've ever cast Fairy Fire. Why don't you describe what Fairy Fire looks like?
I think that that Fairy Fire is like this... I don't think you like see it passing in the air. I think all of a sudden this very dim but bright blue kind of glow just suddenly emanates from above us somewhere, and then when we all look up, we see this massive spider wreathed in like blue-black light.
Okay. I love it. Anything else on your turn?
No, I'm going to create some distance, so if I can get further from it, I would love to, but...
Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. Bye. That's it.
Besky and Alejo, you all got this, right? Now you can see it.
It's all we needed.
And Besky, it is...
Actually, yes.
It is your turn.
So now I just get advantage on it.
Now you just get advantage on it, yeah.
Anyway, start blast.
Okay. Lock and loaded.
28 first.
I think that'll do.
24 for the next.
Yep.
And 15 for the last.
15 even hits.
Wow. So this is going to be a lots of damn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, first one, 2 force. 4 necrotic.
Oh, I forgot you hexed it.
You did.
Okay.
11 force, 5 necrotic. And the last one, 14 force, which is max on that. Oh my god, and max on the last one, 20. There's 6 necrotic.
Nice.
Wow.
Warlock, damn.
Amazing. As 3 more of these starry eldritch blasts come flying out, bam, 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 slam into it. You can tell that it is shocked that it got hit. As it sort of reels back, you this screech kind of starts to echo through the hallway in pain. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just gonna say I'm gonna do a flurry with my staff, okay. And then yeah.
Okay. It is going to drop down onto you, Alejo, from mm-hmm. the ceiling, which I believe would trigger your stunning strike if you want to do that.
Yes, and please.
With advantage.
So it's just regular attack. It's my stunning strike. All right. I'm just going to use my claws.
Okay.
And attack it. Okay. So that's not going to count. That's a 12.
That misses.
All right. I get 2 attacks, so I'm going to do it once again. That's a 26.
That does hit.
All right.
And is it a con save, if I'm remembering correctly?
There.
You get stunning strike?
Eels. Yeah, con save is 16.
15.
Woo. All right.
Okay, so as it falls down, its teeth are bared, and you miss with your first claw. Your second one, you just hit one of those pressure points, and it just kind of goes limp. And I am going to need you to make a dex save.
Oof. Sure thing. That's a 29.
Okay. And as you punch it, you see it kind of like almost go limp as you stun it. And you're able to, at the last second, sort of jump out of the way as it slams onto the ground as it was falling directly on top of you. And that will be its whole crappy turn.
I got 9 points of damage from the claw scratches.
Okay. And now it's your turn.
Let's rinse repeat.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
24 to hit.
That hits.
Not. And I'll do the second attack. 29 to hit.
That hits.
Fairy
fire is so good.
And because I got savage attack. All right, 10 on the first hit.
Sure.
And 11 on the other hit, so 21 points of damage on it.
Okay.
And it's still stunned from the stunning strike, so I'm not going to do anything.
Okay. As you rip into it, kind of tearing through carapace, hitting some of the spots that had already been blasted open from Besky's eldritch blasts, you're starting to get into like this ichor and blood start to flow out of it. It is starting to do that thing where spiders like curl up when bad things are happening to them. And Rain, it is your turn.
Gross. Okay, it's on the ground with us now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I'm not on the ground, but you know what I mean. all right, well, then let's just do a little... If it looks a little bit furked up, I'm gonna...
Don't forget it's stunk, so you might get advantage on it.
Well, plus fairy fire, so it's like super advantage.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna throw a chaos bolt at it.
Okay.
You know what? Let's upcast it to second level. Let's just get this over.
Oh, let's just get spicy.
Let's just get spicy. So I'm going to upcast it. And I'm going to... Oh, I don't get to choose. I have to roll.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I forgot. I haven't cast this spell in so long. Okay. I first have to roll to hit. Let's see what happens. So, okay. And I'm using my new focus. So this is actually going to be a +9 instead of a +7.
You love Ooh. To see it.
Damn.
Okay, so an 18 or a 20,
absolutely,
I guess.
Absolutely hits.
And then, this is so weird. I'm just going to roll 2d8. and see what they say. Okay, so a 1 and a 4. So 1. Let's do acid damage. So it's going to take 2. So 5 plus 5 acid damage, 10. But it didn't. I also have to add my extra d6, I guess, because it's second level. So, what is this? 10, 14. Okay. 14 points of acid damage.
Okay. How do you want to kill this creature?
Ooh. Let's go.
This CR9 creature that y'all just wasted.
Yeah,
is it?
I kind of want to do it. It's real silly. I think, like, I hurl this, like, orb of acid at it, and it, like, knocks it back on 2 feet, and then it tumbles back onto its back and curls up into a little sick little ball.
I love it. I mean, you can just hear the fizzling of the acid.
Gross.
As it stops moving, and you have overcome the spider encounter.
Oh.
I wonder how much damage I ended up doing to it.
I mean, you did at least 60.
Yeah, you did all the work.
You did. You were... It was flying. I mean, both you and Alejo did multiple attacks and
true advantage.
Is like... It's scary.
It's almost useful or something.
Yeah. Y'all went through it. I mean, y'all went through 119 points of hit points of that creature in...
Two rounds.
As you kill this massive spider, and then I'm assuming you're gonna continue on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you continue on. You start to see a little bit of light coming from sort of the bottom of this canal. Looks like torchlight, sort of flickering as from that torchlight you can see that this slope that you've been walking down seems to come level. You actually do start to hear water rushing, or not rushing, but the sound of water flowing. As you get to the bottom, you see this large sort of system of canals or rivers or whatever that seem to just kind of be in the middle of the fog. This lower section, these canals are the first thing you see. But as you look up, you see torches sort of just all around, though they're obscured as maybe I would say from where you were coming out, it's probably about 2 miles from where you are.
Mm.
But you can see where, if you remember, Riverheart is built around this massive waterfall, and you see where this waterfall is landing. In the fog and just this mist filling up everywhere. As you get into this section, you can just feel the moisture in the air. That sort of like cool, wet feeling of like when you're in somewhere where there's like a lot of dew at night or whatever.
Yeah.
Where it's just cool and you can't stop it from being on you. You can see some wooden structures that have moss growing on them. A lot of wood rotting very quickly. But you have made it down into the fog. What are you doing?
We gotta find this safe house, probably.
Yeah, can we tell based on this little... I think it was it a map that... What's it? Coco? Who gave it?
Kiko.
Was
it Kiko? Yeah.
Yeah, so you actually found a map with the note. Or no, it was an address with the note. Kiko gave you a map just to get down here. But if one of you wanted to roll like a survival check or something, we could.
Yeah, I'll do. I mean,
I'll try, but that's.
Or you could take the help action.
Lend dirty 20.
Nice. Oh, look at Besky.
21.
Okay.
12.
So I think Alejo, this isn't your first time down here. You haven't, I would say you probably haven't spent a ton of time in this part of the city.
Mm-hmm.
But, you start kind of looking for signposts and figuring out where everything is. And as you're walking, similarly to the upper levels, there's not really any civilians on the streets. There is more guards just sort of strewn out along the city. The difference is these guards seem, the presence doesn't seem to be, their body language doesn't seem like this is anything unusual, if that makes sense. Whereas like on the upper level, it was very clearly like we're in action, something different has happened. It's almost like nothing has really changed that much down here. Can y'all give me one more group stealth roll?
Mm-hmm.
26.
23.
12.
As a group, you're good. As you move through the city, it is much less structured and organized. It's more like buildings were just built as needed, as opposed to with a nice city plan. It takes a good 25 minutes or so to sort of weaving in and out of different buildings, avoiding the guards. You do occasionally see someone in a home, maybe make eye contact with one of you and just go ahead.
Oh yeah, and I'll change back into looking like a guard just in case another guard sees me. Maybe I can just say like I'm escorting someone to go see their sick family member or something.
But anytime someone sees you, you can see them just like put out a light. Like they're trying to avoid knowing anything. But you finally make it to this small little shack that seems to indicate be what is indicated on the address that you sent. There's no lights on. There is like three wooden steps that get up to a almost like a miniature deck. No doormat or anything like that. There's only one window on this front side. It's very small. What do you do?
The note didn't say anything about like any special knock or like thing we had to say.
It didn't.
And this looks like a private residence. This doesn't look like a business or like a...
Correct. Though in the fog, it's much, much harder to distinguish between the two.
I see. Okay.
I think...
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was just like, I think we should just try and see if we can get in there. Or like open it up and see if it's open.
Are we... I mean, there's supposed to be people in here, right? I'm going to look it back at Alehia.
Guess so. I mean, this is what the note said, that there's a safe house, but it's supposed to be a safe house. I mean, I think we should just knock first.
I'll just do the like gesture to the door, like looking at you like, yeah, go ahead, bro.
Alejo reaches out his fur paw and just lightly taps on the door.
As you knock. Give me a perception check.
16.
16. You don't hear any movement. You don't hear footsteps coming. Nobody says anything. No lights turn on. You hear a small, almost imperceptible, but you percepted well enough, the small little click.
Alejo puts his hand on a door handle or doorknob and... opens the door and slowly pushes it open.
I need all three of you to make a dex save.
Oh my god, 11.
Natural 1.
Natural 20.
Okay. Well, they have a thing that might help me out.
So, Besky, you're gonna take half of this first one.
Oh god.
First one?
So, Alejo and Rain, as you push that door open, you feel a little bit of resistance just momentarily. And then something breaks or snaps, and the door swings open. And as that happens, just directly across the way, this onslaught of bolts comes flying at you.
Oh, damn.
You should see. You should see if you can catch someone, if you have that.
I was going to say, you better do something with them hands, Monk.
I do have hands. I also have evasion.
You also take 11 points of poison damage, the two of you.
Oh, I'm immune to poison?
Oh, I forgot about that. Rain, you take 11 points of poison.
wait, how much do we take from the bolts?
12.
Oh.
So I take 6 from that?
Yeah.
Evasion, so I take 6 because... I can't do evasion and
probably not.
Missile snare. So I'll just do the deflect missiles. Use my reaction to catch. Do so, reduce it. 1d10 plus 19.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. When you do so, the damage you take from the attack is reduced. 1d10 plus 19.
Wild. Okay.
I mean... Yeah.
So, hold the...
It's pretty much evasion at that point.
Yeah.
If I catch some of these missiles. Alright, yeah, 1d10. Yeah.
I mean, you're gonna catch all the damage. If it's plus 19... Oh, I guess technically maybe not all of it.
That'll 7 be plus 19?
Yeah, that'll 20, be all of it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ray.
I'm just, like, literally skewered through the clavicle against the door frame. I got fucked up.
Yeah, it's just, like, the camera angle from underneath where you just see all these bolts falling to the ground because he's just, like, catching.
Meanwhile, Rain's just in the background.
I'm like, oh, no, I'm dying.
Betsy's like got, like, for the Godfather.
Betsy's got, like, a small scratch.
I was like, is everyone okay?
Yeah, okay.
But as those bolts fly out and hit Rain, essentially, we're going to have to find out what happens next time on the
Facebook. Oh, my God.
What a way to end.
Goodbye, cruel world.
What do they do, my friend?
Hey, thanks so much for attending the Fayforge Academy today. Before you go, don't forget to check out our Patreon at patreon.com/Fayforge Academy. And also stop by Greenleaf Geek, which is at Greenleaf Geek on Twitter and Instagram, or greenleafgeek.com. Get all your dice needs fulfilled. And don't forget that if you use the code Fayforge on checkout, you'll get 10% off your order. We are also proud members of the Fandamentals Podcast Network, so make sure you go to thefandamentals.com to catch up on all sorts of pop culture and nerd stuff. They have a lot of great articles, a lot of other great podcasts. Check them out. And with that, I am your Dungeon Master, Steven. You can find me on Twitter at @the_baddm.
My name is Ian Gould, and you can find me on Twitter at @engGould.
Hey, I'm Chris. I like to hang out. You can do so alongside me on Twitter at @KissOfHemlock.
Hey, I'm Adelaide Gardner. You can find me at @OAdelaide.
Hi, I'm Emily, or M, and you can find me at Emily Irv, that's EmilyErv, on Twitter and Instagram.
My name is Michael Sinclair II. You can find me at Michael Critz on Twitter and on Twitch.
Theme music by Dave Cole of the Four Orbs Podcast. For more music, check out D. Cole Music on YouTube. Additional sound effects and music found at zapsplat.com, tabletopaudio.com, and epidemicsound.com. The Fayforge Academy is a proud member of the Fandamentals Podcast Network. That make a little more sense.
That's where we're trying to get into.
So yeah, and so you've got like the shaded in sections are buildings. I'm sorry. Do you have an issue with?
No, they're so this? Good. No, I was moved to strong emotion. It just happened to be a chuckle. Mm.
Oh, interesting.
It's just so good though.
Interesting.
So good. It looks like buildings.
I mean.
This is done in CAD, right?
What are you, a city planner? What is this?
Yeah, I'm pretty much get paid to do this full time. In my dreams.
Okay. And we heard the voices coming from like somewhere back coming along the main road.
Where it clearly says main, that's the main road.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Okay.
So.
Okay.